Queens has a new venue for local artists, craftspeople, and foodies to sell their wares. In an effort to spruce up Main Street and help local creative types get a leg up, Haines business owner Chris Thorgerson started Frontier Tradesmen, an indoor market. It's a Wednesday in Haines, and visitors are sauntering up and down Main Street, milling in doorways, and pressing their faces against shop windows. A small group wanders into Frontier Tradesmen, a new business where the Coliseum Theater and most recently Video 144 used to be. Right now, there's not much there, but Thorgerson hopes the idea of an indoor market will take off.
Basically, what we're trying to do is get tourists who come by to see that there is actually local people who are actually tradesmen. They make things, they sell things, they produce things, and then they are actually locally, kind of locally made and locally sold.
Thorgerson is offering locals a spot in the indoor market for $50 a month, a nominal fee, he says. And if they sell some of their items, he gets a small cut. But if they don't, he doesn't. He says you don't have much to lose.
And as it stands now, we've actually got the point of sale system set up, so they don't even have to man their own booth. They can just come in, put in their stuff, and we can sell it for them, which is kind of a consignment type deal, I suppose.
The idea comes from the recesses of his brain, he says. He wants to make it easy for small vendors and fledgling businesses to sell their merchandise. And pretty much anything goes. Artwork, clothing, salmon, jams and jellies, anything a visitor might want from the hands of local craftspeople.
For right now, I don't have any stipulations. I guess if something came along, if you wanted to open a cockfighting ring, you know, we would have to talk about that. But otherwise, pretty much everything else is pretty much on the go. So.
Near the back of the renovated space is the old concession stand, where in a couple of weeks, people will be able to grab a burger or hot dog while they shop. Thorgerson said he also wants to add Wi-Fi, so guests have another spot to grab a bite and sit with their phones or tablets. The ultimate plan also includes opening 5 days a week, but for now the marketplace is only open on Wednesdays for cruise ships. He says he's not trying to take anything away from other businesses, it's just another option.
But it's definitely a good thing, if nothing else, you know, just help support the town and get something else open in town and have the cruise ships want to be here. Maybe we'll get more ships. I know some people don't want that, but I do.
Along with the major renovations inside, the building is getting a facelift on the outside, too. A local artist is in the process of painting a large mural on the side of the building depicting the history of Haines. The building has been closed down since 2009, and Thorgerson says even though it's still a work in progress, at least it's open.
I didn't like that boarded up building right across the street on Main Street. To me, that doesn't look good for town, so I'm glad it's open.
The venture is still looking for locals to sell goods. On Wednesday, there were only a couple of options for guests, including Shannon Green and her homemade bread.
My specialty is the wheat breads, so I've got a seed bread and a basic bread. I have my own stone mill, so I grind all the flour and use organic ingredients. Just trying to find something that worked with the flow of our family to make a little extra income for us. So, and I like baking bread.
Green says she used to sell her loaves from home, but it didn't work out as well as being front and center on Main Street. It's a family affair, with her daughter Lydia making sweet bread for sale as well. The pair makes fragrant mini loaves right there on site to help lure in peckish visitors. Green says the idea of an indoor market is a good one, but she's looking forward to a little more company. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.